Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
TJ Edwards shared his thoughts about the Bears team meeting on Monday right here on The Score.
You know, Floof's kind of, right, he leads the team meetings and things like that, but I just felt like we weren't sugarcoating anything. You know, we weren't. And again, you know, stuff that kind of was said, whatever, I'll keep in-house. But I also think that it was just very genuine and real, and is a understanding that, you know, from coaches to players, we all need to be better, you know. And I think when every single one of us can kind of, you know, look within ourselves first and understand that, but also get the feeling that it's not like, you know, everyone's thinking, you know, it's this guy or that guy. It's all of us being in this together and trying to get this fixed. And that's going to start with tomorrow's practice.
All right. Your reaction to what you just heard from TJ Edwards, and do team meetings reflect a team that's falling apart or one that might be coming together?
Well, I think the Bears are closer to falling apart than coming together. I respect TJ Edwards, and for the record, he offered that during that interview. It was the way that he opened. He shared the detail of a team meeting. He shared a lot of things that you wonder this week if they would have been so open about. I am curious, as I said at the beginning of the show, if that team meeting, whether it was the purpose of the team meeting or it came up during it, but I do wonder if DJ Moore, the clip that everyone has seen by now, him running off of the field and staying off of it, even though he was out of bounds and he was maybe gimpy, but he was back on the field to play later. I wonder if the DJ Moore incident was addressed by Matt Eberflus, if the meeting talked about the need for accountability and effort and optics and things that reflect leadership and commitment and attitude and effort. Things that you didn't really see from the Bears. They didn't have the execution and effort that matched the Cardinals' intensity. So I think team meetings are good if they work. We don't know if this one will work for the Bears. They're reeling. They're out of control. A downward spiral, all the ways you want to describe it. Huge week for the Bears against a team, the worst team in football. They have to take care of business at home. Maybe the team meeting will be a spur to that. If they win, we can use it. If they lose, another meeting? I don't know. You're running out of time.
Well, I guess part of this is define team meeting, right? I mean, it would be almost as crazy if the Bears hadn't had a meeting following that loss on Monday morning back up at Halas Hall. If reports, we just went in, talked to the trainers. We didn't even watch the tape. That would be like the hubbub made over the lack of 15 plays. Right? I mean, you got it. The players only meeting, I think, are the meetings that you're looking to avoid, except if you're Caleb Williams. Something else that kind of got, in my opinion, brushed under the rug a little bit because of all the bad things happening with the Bears was Caleb Williams' comment about a week or two ago that the really good teams, they're led by the players. Mm-hmm. The players are the leaders on the really good teams. Okay, well, you know, you got to have a meeting. The Bears are headed in the wrong direction. Another analogy. The home run that was heard around the world in the World Series a couple days ago, and, you know, the Yankees really kind of sort of recovered, but not enough. They didn't get swept, but they won one game. Could that fail Mary be that for the Bears? Is this something that they're not going to recover from? You know, we talked about you can't make one game turn into two. Well, I'll tell you what. If it turns into three against the Patriots, and look at that number, David. They started off as a touchdown favorite. It's all the way down to 5.5. That's a pretty big move. We're going to talk to Joe O about that in a few minutes. That's a pretty big move. And I'm just worried now that there is a massive hangover for the Bears from that failed Mary.
There's too much talk about team meetings. I mean, I do understand what Dustin's saying. I feel like every team has a team meeting. But I feel like when you publicly always mention it, and I know they're getting asked the question, but at the same time, I take a team meeting or players-only meeting, those things, as a point of when it's public, okay, we're falling apart. And they already had two losses already, and it doesn't look good right now. I feel like, to me, I don't want to hear no more talk. Unless they get asked, of course, after today, they shouldn't get no more talk about team meetings no more. I shouldn't hear the coordinators talking about team meetings. I shouldn't on Friday. I shouldn't hear that either. So this should be the last, because it's the 24-hour rule that Eberflus says. So after 24 hours, let's turn the page.
I was surprised. He offered it, and he offered that other players stood up after Matt Eberflus addressed the team. So that sounds like it was more than one speaker.
And to me, that shows that this team is really not over the fail Mary. This team is some players on the team. I'm not saying DJ Moore are probably questioning the coaches. And that's probably the bigger problem at hand.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.